from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Joining us now, one of my favorite guys. He is Pete Doherty of the Green Bay Press Gazette, and he's joining us now to talk about Ed Policy getting ready to take over for Mark Murphy. Follow him on Twitter. At Pete Doherty. Pete, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Sparky.
All right, Pete. So first, let's start off talking about Ed Policy for those that don't know who he is. I saw the post go up, and then if you look at people tweeting underneath, at least the post I was looking at was, what does this mean? What does this mean? I don't know what this means. What does that mean? So people clearly don't understand what all is happening here. But the rules are is that at a certain age, you essentially have to leave the position as president of the Green Bay Packers, correct?
Yeah, their bylaws have mandatory retirement at age 70 for their senior positions.
Murphy looks damn good to be 70 years old, I'm just saying. I mean, he looks really good at this point to be almost 70 years old. Ed Policy, this is a name I've been touting for the last couple of years to be the guy to replace Mark Murphy. I can't imagine anybody was too surprised in Green Bay by this.
No, I mean, they've been, basically grooming him for the job since he started working for him in 2012 as general counsel and a vice president. And then I think it was in 18, it was either 17 or 18, they promoted him to, I think, COO. And he kept the legal counsel, too. And he's been, you know, super involved in administrative things. He ran the Titletown project, and he also always goes to league meetings, so he knows all the movers and shakers in the league. He knows all the owners and the higher-ups and all the organizations. So they've been grooming him for the job. Didn't guarantee he was going to get it, but it sure made it look like it was highly likely he was going to.
You know what about that. And, you know, the other thing, too, about Policy is he comes from some pretty good bloodlines being related to Carmen Policy, who used to run the Niners.
Yeah, he was Carmen. I think the title was president of that team for the DeBartolo years. So he handled, you know, a lot of the hands-on stuff running that team for DeBartolo. So, yeah, he's been raised in the NFL, Ed has.
When we talk about Ed Policy and what he's going to have going forward, you know, this year of transition, Pete, is going to be the NFL draft and working with the NFL on that, which I'm assuming he already has his hands involved in, regardless with Mark Murphy. But once we get to this transition and then he gets, you know, to have that president title, what then? I mean, what in the future here are we looking at as far as things that he's going to have to deal with?
Well, that's the big question, at least for me, is what he's going to do with the football structure. You know, Murphy a few years ago changed it when he hired Gutekunst to where instead of going where the GM is basically runs the entire football department, as Wolf did, as Ted Thompson did. Murphy put himself at the top and had the coach and the GM and the cap guy all report to him. So the question is Policy going to keep it that way, or is he going to go back to the old system? He doesn't have Murphy's background in football. Now, everything I've heard about Murphy for, you know, several years now is he doesn't micromanage at all. He just makes he views his job as making sure everybody's communicating, and that he knows what's going on all the time. But that you know, Gutekunst is making the personnel decisions, LaFleur's coaching the team. But he still had that, in theory, he was the head of football, and I, you know, it, the question is, will Policy do the same? He doesn't, like, as I was saying, he doesn't have the football background Murphy did as a player. So I think it's a very real possibility that he'd go back to the old system, but that's the first question I would ask him whenever his introductory press conference is.
My curious question on this is, what does this mean for Russ Ball once Murphy is out of the loop? Because isn't he Mark Murphy's guy?
I'm thinking Ball was here even before Mike McCarthy brought Russ Ball in.
Correct.
So I don't know what year. Murphy always has said a lot of good things about him. He hasn't talked about him as much the last couple of years, but he always says, you know, really good things to say about him. And that's part of that would be, you know, if Policy does make Gutekunst the head of football, does that include having Russ Ball basically working for Gutekunst then? That's an interesting question. It seems like they work together well, but you never know for sure what's going on behind the scenes. So that'll definitely be something to watch over the next year and a half.
And he turned 65 at the end of August, so he's not a spring chicken either. From that standpoint,
and I don't know if at that position, I don't know if the 70-year-old retirement applies to him. I know it applies to the president, the executive committee, and the board of directors. I don't know if it applies to people on the football side of the department.
What do you think is going to be the legacy of Mark Murphy when this is all said and done? Because, you know, everybody likes going at Murphy, putting him on the inner tube, going down the hill, that meme that never stops going around and so forth. But to me, I mean, to weather the storm that he kind of did, back to the Favre-Rogers fiasco, then to weather another storm from Rogers to Jordan Love. They went to a Super Bowl and won a Super Bowl under Murphy, even though I think a lot of fans thought they should have been to more than one with Rogers, regardless. They got to at least one and won a championship, same as, you know, Ted Thompson for the most part. And then you sit there and look at the business side of things. To me, his legacy is going to be maybe more off the field than on the field, but you could probably argue it should be just as much on the field as off the field, because people are going to say Titletown is his legacy. That's it. But on the field, they were pretty damn good under him, too.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's both, and it's hard to separate the two, because if you don't have success in football, it's going to affect the business side quite a bit. And it does look like Titletown's is going to be successful. Everything I hear is they have a low vacancy rate over with the condos over there. So I think that's making money for the franchise, and I'm sure they keep looking to expand. You know, they keep buying more properties. But they won a lot of football games. I mean, I agree, you know. In one, you look at it in one way, and with Rodgers at quarterback, it feels light that they only got 2-1, won Super Bowl. But you could also say the same thing about with Manning, only one at Indianapolis, with Drew Brees in New Orleans. So, you know, another way to look at it is they won a super high percentage of their games. And, you know, in theory, he could have nixed the drafting of Jordan Love, and he let the football people make the football decision. And it's looking like that's working out really well for the team and the franchise. And, you know, unless something unusual, unexpected happens with Love's performance, they're looking at another decade of pretty good quarterback play, very possibly. So that's the most important thing, is winning and winning championships. They got one title. Like I said, feels a little light, but they've won a lot of football games and filled that stadium, and the interest is as high as ever. And he's leaving. He'll be leaving the franchise in really good shape next July, unless something strange happens with the quarterback.
And he brought an NFL draft to him. I mean, I was reading this weekend, they're expecting like 250,000 people in Green Bay for this draft.
Yeah, it's going to be the biggest event I think probably to ever hit here. I know I'm talking to people who know the history of this town. I think the biggest before then was when I think Franklin Roosevelt made an appearance here in the 30s, I believe, and it drew just a huge, huge crowd. But this is a 3-day event, and there's going to be more people. So, you know, this will arguably top that.
Talking with Pete Doherty of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Follow him on Twitter at Pete Doherty. What about the negotiations with the city here between Murphy and the mayor of Green Bay? I'm assuming policy is involved in this. And if they don't have something figured out by next year, I'm guessing that'll be his first job to try and get done.
Yeah, I mean, on the one hand, it's not something they need to do now. I don't know a lot about this. I haven't done many inquiries, so I only know what I've read, which is, you know, so the same as you and everybody else out there. It seems impossible to believe that this won't eventually get worked out to a deal that's amenable for everybody. It seems impossible it would go any other way. I guess you never say never, but I would think it's something. In fact, you know, for all we know, it'll get done even before Murphy leaves. We just, who knows what might happen over the next year.
Am I right that they feel like the Packers haven't done enough for like the city of Green Bay itself outside of, you know, the Lambeau Field area, that they haven't done enough for the downtown and all this other stuff? Is that the beef?
You know, yeah, it sounds like it. And I might be misinterpreting this. I saw an interview with the mayor on Cheesehead TV. I only saw part of it. And you got the sense that he sees that they have this huge war chest, you know, because they have that rainy day fund of, I don't know, it's $500 million at least, I think. And he sees them making investments, and he wants them to make some of their investments in the city. But that money is not for investing, for taking any kind of risks with. That's the money where if there's a strike, if there's financial catastrophe, that they have enough money to run the franchise for a couple of years. So that's rainy day money. So I don't blame the Packers for not wanting to take any kind of risks with that money. So I don't know if there's more they can do in the community otherwise, as far as investing in downtown. I don't know that that's viable. I don't know that it isn't viable, so I can't really give you an opinion worth that. But I do think that war chest, the mayor, if he's barking up that tree, that might be a little tough, because that's a rainy day fund. That's not money to be spent, making risky ventures.
That, to me, there's no way another business in that town is bringing in as many people on a year-to-year basis from a tourism standpoint than they are. Not even close. And then you yourself just said, like, outside of FDR coming in like the 30s or whatever, nobody's ever brought in 250,000 people. Like, what is it? Seriously, if I saw that dude, like, what do you do in your off time? Like, do you sit here and dream up scenarios? You should say thank you very much. Enjoy your lease and whatever you need. Obviously I'm a sports guy, but if that was in my town where I lived, I'd be telling my mayor to shut up. Just leave them alone.
You know, from what I've read over the years, all the studies show for all these pro franchises and all these big cities, they really don't bring in extra income. Like, the Rams don't bring in extra money to Los Angeles. The Vikings really don't bring in extra and come to the Twin Cities. The areas around the stadium, it's a boost financially for that area, but it's not for the city as the whole. But when you start shrinking the size of the city, it can make a difference. And the sense you get is with a town of 105 or 10,000 people like Green Bay is in the metro area, whatever it is now, 175 or 200, with an area this small, it actually does impact a direct financial impact on the community. So, and the draft, the draft is a one-time thing, but it is going to be a nice windfall for the businesses if they can weather the storm of having all those people here for 3 days.
Pete, I got one more question. I don't know if you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's both, and they kind of, it's hard to separate the two, because if you don't have success in football, it's going to affect the business side quite a bit. And it does look like Title Towns is going to be successful. Everything I hear is they have a low vacancy rate over with the condos over there. So I think that's making money for the franchise, and I'm sure they keep looking to expand. They keep buying more properties. But they won a lot of football games. I mean, I agree, you look at it in one way, and with Rodgers at quarterback, it feels light that they only got 2-1, one Super Bowl. But you could also say the same thing about with Manning, only one at Indianapolis, with Drew Brees in New Orleans. Another way to look at it is they won a super high percentage of their games. And, in theory, he could have nixed the drafting of Jordan Love, and he let the football people make the football decision. And it's looking like that's working out really well for the team and the franchise. And, unless something unusual, unexpected happens with Love's performance, they're looking at another decade of pretty good quarterback play, very possibly. So that's the most important thing, is winning and winning championships. They got one title. Like I said, feels a little light, but they've won a lot of football games and filled that stadium, and the interest is as high as ever, and he's leaving. He'll be leaving the franchise in really good shape next July, unless something strange happens with the quarterback.
And he brought an NFL draft to him. I mean, I was reading this weekend, they're expecting like 250,000 people in Green Bay for this draft.
Yeah, it's going to be the biggest event I think probably to ever hit here. I know I'm talking to people who know the history of this town. I think the biggest before then was when I think Franklin Roosevelt made an appearance here in the 30s, I believe, and it drew just a huge, huge crowd. But this is a 3-day event, and there's going to be more people, so, this will arguably top that.
Talking with Pete Doherty of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Follow him on Twitter at Pete Doherty. What about the negotiations with the city here between Murphy and the mayor of Green Bay? I'm assuming policy is involved in this. And if they don't have something figured out by next year, I'm guessing that'll be his first job to try and get done.
Yeah, I mean, on the one hand, it's not something they need to do now. I don't know a lot about this. I haven't done many inquiries, so I only know what I've read, which is, so the same as you and everybody else out there. It seems impossible to believe that this won't eventually get worked out to a deal that's amenable for everybody. It seems impossible it would go any other way. I guess you never say never, but I would think it's something. In fact, for all we know, it'll get done even before Murphy leaves. We just, who knows what might happen over the next year.
Am I right that they feel like the Packers haven't done enough for like the city of Green Bay itself outside of, the Lambeau Field area, that they haven't done enough for the downtown and all this other stuff? Is that the beef?
It sounds like it. And I might be misinterpreting this. I saw an interview with the mayor on Cheesehead TV. I only saw part of it. And you got the sense that he sees that they have this huge war chest, because they have that rainy day fund of, it's $500 million at least, I think. And he sees them making investments, and he wants them to make some of their investments in the city. But that money is not for investing, for taking any kind of risks with. That's the money where if there's a strike, if there's financial catastrophe, that they have enough money to run the franchise for a couple of years. So that's rainy day money. So I don't blame the Packers for not wanting to take any kind of risks with that money. So I don't know what if there's more they can do in the community otherwise as far as investing in the in downtown. I don't know that that's viable. I don't know that it isn't viable, so I can't really give you an opinion worth that. But I do think that war chest, the mayor, if he's barking up that tree, that might be a little tough because that's a rainy day fund. That's not money to be spent, making risky ventures.
That, to me, there's no way another business in that town is bringing in as many people on a year-to-year basis from a tourism standpoint than they are. Not even close. And then you yourself just said, like, outside of FDR coming in like the 30s or whatever, nobody's ever brought in 250,000 people. Like, what is it? Seriously, if I saw that dude, like, what do you do in your off time? Like, do you sit here and dream up scenarios? You should say thank you very much. Enjoy your lease and whatever you need. Like, obviously I'm a sports guy.
You know,
but if that was in my town where I lived, I'd be telling my mayor to shut up. Just leave them alone.
You know, from what I've read over the years, all the studies show for all these pro franchises and all these big cities, they really don't bring in extra income. Like the Rams don't bring in extra money to Los Angeles. The Vikings really don't bring in extra income to the Twin Cities. The areas around the stadium, it's a boost financially for that area, but it's not for the city as the whole. But when you start shrinking the size of the city, it can make a difference. And the sense you get is with a town of 105 or 10,000 people that Green Bay is in the metro area, whatever it is now, 175 or 200. With an area this small, it actually does impact a direct financial impact on the community. So, and the draft, the draft is a one-time thing, but it is going to be a nice windfall for the businesses if they can weather the storm of having all those people here for 3 days.
Pete, I got one more question. I don't know if you know the answer to this. When Lazary and Edens and those guys came in to own the Milwaukee Bucks, they pretty much said that they needed to help revitalize downtown Milwaukee and get other businesses involved and kind of pick up the energy and bring more money to downtown Milwaukee through their New York connections, yada, yada, yada. Then they went and started buying up businesses down on Old World 3rd Street, buying buildings and changing things over the way they wanted them. From a Packers standpoint, how many companies do you think are doing business outside of Green Bay or their surrounding area because of a Packer correlation?
I wouldn't even be able to give you a good guess. I'm sure there are some restaurants that wouldn't be here and some bars, or at least they wouldn't be as big. And, maybe there's a couple more hotels here than otherwise would be here. But it probably gives boosts to businesses. They might still be here, but it certainly helps. It's got to help a lot of these stores and the mall over by the stadium. It's got to help those places thrive or to do better, at least.
He is Pete Doherty, Green Bay Press Gazette. Follow him on Twitter at Pete Doherty with the news of Ed Policy getting ready to take over next summer at some point from Mark Murphy as the new president of the Green Bay Packers. Pete, thank you so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks for having me, Sparky.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, Pete Doherty, Green Bay Press Gazette.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Hey, fantasy football fans. Do you want to be the owner who was doing a cram session the night before the draft? I didn't think so. You need to start your prep now. This is Faraz from Upper Hand Fantasy. Zach and I are here to get you ready for your fantasy football drafts with insights and advice from sleepers to busts. We've got you covered and give you the upper hand on your friends. Today is the day to start getting ready for the draft. So join us and stay ahead of the competition. Follow and listen to Upper Hand Fantasy on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.